Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana for a Fuah Shleima and Rebbe Tzvi Yonah Ben Chana, Bracha Batzalach Ruchama Zedem, Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel Ben Yosef Halevi, Bracha Batzalach Ruchama Zedem, Moshe Meir Ben Avram Simcha Levi, Bracha Batzalach Ruchama Zedem. We are basing this shir on the Sefer Masis Moshe of Hagon Rev Moshe Chevroni Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva of Chevron and Simon Lamed in a Sefer Meseches Kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Adafi Dalet Amid Beis, over Mises Yavam Minalan, how do we know that when the Yavam dies, the woman is freed? Kavachomer Amai, she can marry anyone else, but Amai, she's Ish. She Bechenek Misa Matirasa, Yavama, Shehi Bechenek, Shehi Belav, Lokol Shekain. If Eishes Ish, which somebody who is unfaithful, gets chenek and Misa is matir and Eishes Ish. So vada na vada, Misa is going to be matir. Yavama, who's only a lav, then the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, it's a pircha, because skipping a little bit, mala Eishes Ish, shekein osra matira. The Eishes Ish, the one who asks her, is the one who's matir her. The same husband who asked her is matir her. But here, the one who asks her is not the one who matters her. Who asked her? The original husband. Who is matter her? The Yavim's death. So maybe that doesn't work. Amravashi Hanami Osir Matir. No, here also the asker is matter. Who is that? The Yavim asks her, and the Yavim is matter her. So the Chor, we have to explain that in the Kasha, the Gemara learned that the Isir Yilavam Lashuk is because if there's a Yavim, the Eishes Ish was never Mutter b'misas habala gamrei, just the Isser Eishes Ish was transposed from being a Isser Misa Chenek to merely a lab of Losia Eishes Hameis Hachutza the Ish Zar. That's how the Gemara learned originally, so therefore there was a different Asir and a different Matir. The Asir was the original husband, and the Matir was the Yavam. Rashi says, Shekein Osra Matir, Shereh Baal Hu Osra, Lefikachu Matir Misa, so the Baal Asirs her. Talking about a husband, and the Baal's matir, Aval Yavama, the Kedusha Baal Ka'asrila, but in Yavama, where it's the Kedusha Baal that asks her, Hech Tehe Mises Yav Matir, how's the death of the Yavam going to be matir her? And the Rav Ashi, who answered, no, Yavam, who asks her, is matir her, holds that the lab of Losia, Eishes Hamesa Chutza, the Ish Zar, is because not of the original Ishus of the first husband, but because of the Zikas HaYavam that he has in her, and not because of the Ishus Hames. And so is Mefurish and Gittin, Pegim Lamed Beis, Heshiv, Lazar, Pshimla, Dibre Belazar, Hechan Masinu Shizav, Sivzim Matir, Velo, Reyavama, Debal, Oser, Vyavam Matir, Hasim of the Kasala, the Mival, Shariyav Kaima. So the Gemara says that where do we find a case where he asers and someone else is Matir? So the Gemara says, Yavama, the Baal asers. And the Yavam is Matir. And the Gemara says, no, it's because of the Zikas HaYavam. Because if it's out to the mace, the Imi Baal, Hasam Hutaka Asola, the Imi Baal, Ashari Vakayama. There, it's because of the Zikas HaYavam. Because if it's out to the Baal was Matir her. So at the end of the day, you see who is the one being matir, who is the one assering the woman. The one assering the woman, the maskana, is the yavam, not the mace. It's the zikas hayavam. However, this is a little bit shver from a Rashbam in Bava Basra on Kuflamet Hay. There was a certain man regarding whom we presumed that he had no brothers, and he said, Bishasmis, he had no brothers. Now is she allowed to marry without Chalitza, his wife? Rabbi Yosef says, what grounds are there for being concerned about her legal status? One, there's no presumption. We have a chazaka that her husband had no brothers. And number two, he said at the time of death he had no brothers. So on Bayis said to Rabbi Yosef, but people are saying that there are witnesses in a faraway land, Diyabi Dislach, you know that he does have brothers. Rabbi Yosef answers, Hashtamiyo halesen lekaman. But now, at any rate, the alleged witnesses are not in front of us. Is this not case limit to Rav Chanina's ruling? Rav Chanina edim tzad istin, the alleged witnesses are somewhere up north, and you're going to say she's going to be prohibited based on the testimony. The one ksuba says that Shmuel's daughters said they were kidnapped by goyim, but had not been violated by these goyim. In general, women who are captured by goyim are usher midraban to a kohen, because maybe they were raped. Rav Chanina says that Shmuel's daughters were permitted because we only knew they were taken captive because of their own words, pesha asura, pesha hitir. He was told there's a rumor circulating that they were witnesses in another country who can testify that they were forbidden. And Rabbi Chanina answered that since the rumored witnesses weren't around, we have nothing to worry about. Edom tzad estim. Edom was somewhere up north. If the answer is going to be aser, you can only aser if there's available testimony. Not if the Edom is somewhere else. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, how do you apply Rabbi Chanina's rule to our case? We're lenient regarding a captured woman, where we find other kulas as well. For example, we listen to Edus Isha. Nakol Beishas Ish. How can we be Mako when it comes to an Eishas Ish? As to whether or not she's subject to Yibam. Eish HaSish is more chamor than a Shvuya. The Rashbam says, V'is imikalnu, V'is erkalu, im nisis lekoin. So when we're dealing with a Shvuya, she just gets married to a Kohen and she's really a Zona, so lo nora, it's only a lav, it's not the end of the world, it's not great, but it's a lav, yachasit, relatively speaking, it's not as bad. How can we make all about an Eshesish? Dehika is her chenek. Eshesish is a chenek. Varei b'cheska sisser adat avat atrena misafik. This woman has a cheska sisser. This woman has a cheska sisser lashuk. How can we even matter her misafik? The Bach writes that even though now there's no chenek, there's only a lab of Losia Eishas HaMeis HaChutzah. Nevertheless, since before her husband died, she was B'cheskes Eishas Ish, she still has the chazak of that same Isser. And that's the Isser Chenek, not an Isser Mamish. The Bach says, Rak Isser Chenek, Shehaya Balon Estalik Menot Shinz Rav Zikas Yavama. The Isser Chenek that she had doesn't go away until she gets away from the Zika of the Yavama. So it's Mashmah in the Rashbam of the Bach, that, and also in the Gemara itself, that the lav in Pnei Eishas HaMeis, that the lav is because of the Eishas HaMeis. And therefore we can't be matir. In other words, we're shtelling tzu between the case of Yavama Lashuk and Shvuya. So Yavama Lashuk, Shtu Shvuya is only a lav. But Yavama Lashuk, that's chenek. What do you mean Yavama Lashuk is a chenek? Yavama Lashuk is also only a lav. The answer is no. Yavama Lashuk is a chenek because it stems originally from the ishus of the first husband. So therefore her iser, because of when she has zika to a yavam, is out the original Isser of Eishas Ish that she had with her first husband. So we wanted to say from Gittin Pei Gimel Amid Beis and Kedushin Yadalad Amid Beis that what's the reason for the Isser Yavama Lashuk, the Yavam. But now it seems from this Rashbam, it's and the Bach and Mashmos of the Gemara is that it's from the first husband. That's why she's a Sur. Gittin Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Ha'omer tenu get zeh liyishti lo yidu lachar mis. If you say give this get to my wife, you shouldn't give it after death. Tosfos says, Avgabdu had you tan perak mishach, so the get lachar misa. Hachai, we already learned that. Hacha, it's derechas that there's no get after misa, so what's the chiddush here? Chiddush is da afagav. Shemina magarish b'chayiv ashliach, lechoshuv kimoso, acharmoso. Even though he already appointed him before he died, it's not kimoso after misa, as if he's still alive. So it's mashma from Tosus that the chisaron is in the shlichus. Since the Baal HaMishalech was Meis, there could be no more Shlichus, and therefore Batar Shlichus say. Otherwise, it would be Shayach Get Lachar Misa. Tosfos says, Lo chashuv kamosa. It's not kamosa. There's a problem here with the shlichus after his death. Because it's not kamosa anymore after his death. It's only a problem with the shlichus. Mashma, if not for the shlichus problem, it would be shaykh to have a get lachar misa. Ulchora tamua. How do we understand this? After misa, she's not an eshes ish. She's muteris lechol adam. Has it shaykh get? There's nothing for the get to be chalan over here. She's not an eshes ish. Ela barur, that we're talking about a case of memakom yavam. Because otherwise, lamay nafkamina, to give the get lachar misa. Either way, she's going to be mutter. So why do you have to give the get? It must be for yavam, because if there was a get, then there's no need for yavam. So we're talking about memakom yavam. And therefore, it's shaykh get lachar misa, because there is the get for what to be chalan. Because the lav of losiya eishas hamei sachutza liish zar is out the ishus of the mace that wasn't completely permitted. It was only nitak mimisa lalav. It was now lowered in status from misa to alav, but there still is ishus, and therefore there is what to divorce here. So she's taka the ishus ish of the mace, and gerushin is shaykh. And therefore Taisa says that the chisaron is not that she's not an eishes ish anymore. The chisaron is in the shlichus. Since meis ha-mishalech, botel shlichus say. Tag the beis meyer, and evan ha-ezer, simen kuf, chof, beis. Seif beis proves, as we are saying, from an often a gemara in Gittin daf chof tes, when a shliach makes a shliach, makes a shliach, makes a shliach, Ravashi says if the first shliach dies, then they're all batal. Marba Ravashi says, no. Ilu meis baal midi mashasha isbe. Kulu mikoch man ka'asu. Mikoch baal ka'asu. Isa la baal isnu l'kulu. Lesa la baal lesnu l'kulu. So Marba Ravashi takes issue with this statement that if the first shliach dies, that they're all batal. Because he says that if the husband would die before the get comes to the woman, is there mashat mamashus in the shlichus, avada batla b'misasa, because kulu mikoach man ka'asu. All of the shlichim, mikoach, who do they come? Where does their power stem from? The baal. And therefore, if the baal is alive, their shlichus is kayim. There's no baal, their shlichus is batal. But if the first shliach dies, there's no psul, because everybody is coming from the first husband. He's the source. Frekta beis meyer. What's the raya that Mar Bar Ravashi brings? That kol ha-shlich mikol baal ka'asu, from the fact that the baal dies, that none of them can do their shlichus. If the baal dies, ain ma l'garish. She's not an eishes ish. She's not an eishes ish. There's nobody to be megarish. So that's why when the husband dies, they can't give the get. From this, the Beis Meir proves, from the fact that the Gemara says that from here you can prove they're coming mikoach the husband, that b'makom yavam be'emeth she is an eishes ish of the meis. V'yesh ma'alegaresh. So you see that she is still an eishes ish. And the only reason the Gemara can prove here something about shlichus is because she is still an eishes ish. And the issue is only the shlichus. There's a chisaron in the shlichus now that the husband's dead, because you don't have any more kamosa like we saw from Tosus. You can't have a shliach after you're dead, but that's only not you, person. But that's only shlichus. But as far as her not being an eishes ish, again, the whole nidan of the Gemara here is legabe shlichus. But legabe ishus, we don't have a problem if the husband's already dead. Why not? Because she's taka still an eishes ish after the husband's dead. B'makom Yavan. So we see that the lav of losi eishes hames achutza lizar is because she's still eishes hames linyan iser eishes isha, was just downgraded to a lav, and therefore would be shaykh in theory to give a get la'achar misa. It's Hashem, in the second segment of this shir, we will go further into this fascinating sugya, and we should be zoche l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'lasos l'kayim es kol divrei samu teres v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.